Charlie Tuna, coming back at you for another 60 Minutes in the Radio. I was just considering, I don't think I could ever become a vegetarian. I mean, who can sit down to a candlelight, a glass of superb red wine, pick up a knife and fork, and then salivate over a fillet of soybean? Of course, it might be the roast pork we had last night. May it rest in grease. Charlie Tuna, and don't stop believing, even if my nose does start to crawl a little bit. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another famous fable, Radio Serial with George Carlin, the finicky eater, all the gossip on People Talk, plus a college prankster who is making quite a nice living out of what used to be just fooling around. Here's speaking of fooling around, Turn Your Love Around with George Benson.
You've got the love, you've got the power, but you just don't understand. Charging by the hour for your love. I'm trying to show how much I love you. Still believing in romance. You're taking way too many chances with my love. I remember when you used to be the talk of the town. You think he's lonely. Turn your love around. Don't you turn me down. I can show you how.
You've heard about that one. Here's one that combines frisbee and golf, though, and it's really catching on with popularity in Southern California. It's called disc golf, and it's played with a frisbee on a course very much like a golf course. More than a dozen courses of this type have been established in municipal and county parks in Southern California. The fairways range in length from 92 to 150 yards, and instead of holes, have posts with metal bands near the tops and bottoms. The object is to hit the post between the marks with the disc. Some of the courses have metal posts with baskets attached to them, and the object there is to land the disc in the basket. There are out-of-bounds areas, which draw penalties, and players carry 4 to 8 discs per round, using different sizes and weights for different shots. Most of the holes are par 3 or par 4, and there are 18 of them, just like on a golf course. One expert player says the better players can average 60 to 100 yards in their drives. The beginner gets about 40 yards. It's big enough now, the sport in Southern California, that one frisbee manufacturer sponsored a tournament a while back with $50,000 in prizes. Give me one of those discs. Sure, you go to the dentist for regular checkups, but that's not enough. You've got to fight plaque, those gummy masses of bacteria that grow on your teeth. The Department of Health Education and Welfare reminds you that plaque becomes a hazard to your health when it invades teeth, gums, and the jaw bones that support the teeth. Plaque causes tooth decay, pyorrhea, and other periodontal infections. To prevent plaque, carefully floss your teeth each day to remove the grits and brush well. Time now for boys and girls of all ages to gather around their radios for another famous fable. Once upon a time, Charlie Tuna was driving down the road to a disc jockey convention, and he spotted a fellow DJ hitchhiking down the road. Wanting to win the DJ competition at the convention, he swerved over and hit the other. On he drove and soon saw another DJ hitchhiking in the distance. Over he went and dealt the same fate to this one. Farther down the road, he saw his engineer, Roger, hitchhiking, so he stopped to pick him up. As they drove on, Charlie spotted yet another DJ on the side of the road up ahead. He said to himself, "How can I hit this guy? by with Roger, my engineer, looking over my shoulder. So he dropped a dime on the floor, and as he leaned over to pick it up, he swerved over and heard the sound of the DJ as he bounced off the car. Jumping up, he asked, "Oh, no, did I hit the poor man?" Roger replied, "No, but I got him with your door."
But I've changed my ways.
Lewis and Charlie Tuna, and why do fools fall in love? Well, I can't answer that question, but if you're wondering why you're so shy, all the assertiveness courses in the world might not change you. A Harvard University researcher says some shyness is hereditary and a permanent part of your personality. Jerome Kagan says most people outgrow the shyness they experience when they're very young, but a few, probably less than a third, still fear unfamiliar or difficult situations after they grow to adulthood. Many of them can't overcome shyness, according to Kagan, because their difficulties are genetically related or stem from stress experienced by mothers during pregnancy. It's in my genes, and not the designer ones either. Charlie Tuna! When we consider the tremendous problems facing the world today, we may well wonder what we can do as individuals. We can't do everything, but we can do something. When individuals take responsibility for making things better, there's hope. It's easy to blame others for the world's problems as well as our own problems. But the next time you point a finger at someone else, look at your hand. There are three more fingers pointing back at you. Individuals are important. You can make a difference. Equal opportunity in the service allows you to become whatever you want if you are willing to take the responsibility to go after it. Tuna on the Telethird, who was a toy and back in his college day, Caltech University, was a very active prankster, and every New Year's Day it always came, or prior to it, or even during
the dorm with the plugs that go into the wall and on the base of lamps that go in the socket and tell someone that electricity had been cut off in his room completely.
I understand were described by one of your former members of the dorm area there that says as the Steve Martin of Caltech, a wild wild and crazy guy, huh, Jay?
Well, one time we had a guy who we thought really deserved a little attention, so we took a hairbrush and an electric razor and shaved the hairbrush into his bed and then put the covers back on.
Now you realize you're giving ideas to all these people who haven't thought of things like this.
Well, that was just a little something to liven the day between classes.
Yes. They've always been up to things, it seems like. And in your case, you've gone on to have your own consulting firm, Smith Engineering, out in Santa Monica.
I think that's the real-life practical joke, because our business is inventing toys and games. And so we design the games and toys and license them to manufacturers around the world. So we get to play for a living.
What are some of your products now that you've come up with out of your think tank there?
Well, the very latest one is a product called Game Time. It's a watch that you wear on your wrist. It tells time, of course, but it plays 4 arcade games.
Oh, yeah. My son has that, as a matter of fact. Playing games.
As you know, it's a good thing for when you're waiting on something to happen. You can just sit there and play a game on your wrist. Or if you're in an especially boring lecture in class, you turn it on so it's silent. You can play a game while you're looking very attentive.
Yeah, and you also have the one I've seen around, too, Blockbuster, right?
Yes, that Microvision game by Milton Bradley, and it has cartridges that you can put in for new games into the existing base unit.
And then there's the one I was fascinated with was the Aurora, the AFX Data Race Computer Center, right?
That's one that you use a slot car racing set, and it's a little accessory that goes on the slot cars that counts laps and declares the winner, takes care of your fuel and your pit stops, does everything for you. It adds a new dimension to racing around the track.
Huh. And your business itself, they say it's sort of an animal house of IBM down there, huh?
Some of our guys a little bit off the beaten path. I think you have to be that way to create these wild and crazy things all the time.
I know it. The video game and the electronic game technology right now is just astounding. I find in my case, most of the kids can beat you at this because they seem to take to it a little bit quicker than the adults.
Well, you know, that's a problem for the designer. If he's designing a game, how does he explore the upper skill levels where somebody's sitting at home just trying to beat it instead of trying to design it?
Yeah.
It becomes a real problem.
Listen, I just want to wish you all the best in the world. It's nice to talk to a Caltech graduate who's made it big. I'm sure a lot of others have, but this one sounds like a fun way to make it big out there, Jay.
Well, thanks, Charlie. It's wonderful talking to you.
We can always spot you on the freeway, too, I understand, by your license plate, right?
Yeah, the license plate on the car says, Inventor.
Perfect.
close, we should have looked closer. It's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I did lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over. And go out, that's for a while.
Bobby Hart, Charlie Tuna, and I wonder what she's doing tonight. And I wonder where this next phone call is coming from. I don't believe the city on the other end. Where are you calling from?
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
California, Pennsylvania.
California, Pennsylvania?
California, Pennsylvania. Can you handle that?
And you're calling with reference to what we were discussing about Indiana University or University of Indiana, huh?
Right. There was some confusion according to my information. My source, as Jack Anderson says.
Yes.
That there was some confusion as to whether it was in Indiana and what the name of it is. And want to know the name of the school in Pennsylvania.
What is the name in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's commonly known as IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
But it's an Indiana university, and you're calling from California. Somebody told me about there was a California, Pennsylvania, too.
Right. There is an Indiana, Pennsylvania, and it's in Indiana County. And I live in California, Pennsylvania, and there's a California State College. I knew. I know. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is awfully confusing, you realize. All right. Well, thanks for the information, because it's nice to get it right from the source like that. But the question comes up now, that old song, Back Home in Indiana. What were they talking about, I wonder? Charlie Tuna, another one of those oldies but goodies. I'm talking about $1 million. What's the fastest growing beverage in the nation today? It's not a cola, and it's not wine. It's water. That's according to the International Bottled Water Association, which claims that sales have increased nearly 100% over the past 4 years. Bottled water is now a $550 million a year business, and the AquaBiz Oracles predict it'll bubble up to $700 million or more by 1983. And with growing consumer concerns about the safety of the stuff coming out of the tap, the future of bottled water looks crystal clear, says one executive with gallons of fluid assets. Quote, water today looks like the oil business in the mid-1950s. And believe me, they're getting more than $35 a barrel for that stuff. Charlie
New
ID cards coming March 31st. No, not for active duty military personnel, DOD employees, and their families, but there will be new cards for anyone now carrying the Usurer Privilege and ID card 174-1, which is red and white, or the USAFE card 174, which is black and white. These cards will expire on March 31st, but you won't automatically be issued a new card. You have to submit an application through your sponsoring agency now.
Rick Springfield, and Love Is All Right Tonight. Up next, the latest from Air Supply from Down Under, Sweet Dreams.
This is the time when you need a friend. You just need someone near. I'm not looking forward to the night I'll spend thinking of you when you're not here.
How many times will I think about the things I'd like to do?
Close your eyes, I want to ride the skies in my sweet dreams. Close your eyes,
Charlie Tuna and Sweet Dreams. Well, these days, beware of the $50 dream house. With real estate sales nosediving and foreclosure rates skyrocketing, some cash-strapped homeowners are resorting to sweepstakes-style giveaways, such as essay contests, to unload their properties. While the prospect of buying a house for $50 is intriguing, the legality of such schemes is at best questionable, and there are other dangers, warns California's Assistant State Attorney General Herschel Elkins. He says that if the idea becomes widespread, there are many people who may offer to give away a house, collect the money, and disappear. Elkins also warns that winners may wind up with homes in which liens have been placed, or they may find themselves faced with large bills for back taxes. And then there's the question of personal income taxes. Says Elkins, if somebody wins a $200,000 house, that person is going to have to pay income taxes on $200,000. In most cases, says Elkins, the winner would probably have to sell the home on a depressed market just to pay the tax back. Charlie If you need to buy a new piece of furniture, why not take advantage of sales? But whatever type of furniture you're looking at, be sure to examine the finish carefully. Look for labels which describe the type of finishes and tell you what care they require. Remember, most finishes are clear lacquers and can be softened by any contact with alcohol or other strong substances. Charlie Tuna, radio serial.
When I was a kid, I was known as a fussy eater.
Fussy eater?
That's what they called it in my house.
He's a fussy eater.
I would say,
I don't like that.
Why? They wanted reasons. Well, you don't always have a reason.
I don't know. I know I don't like it. And I know that if I ate it, I would like it even less. You like it? You eat it.
Then they would try to corner me with logic.
How do you know you don't like it if you've never even tried? It came to me in a dream.
There were some things I didn't like because of the way they sounded. I just didn't like the name of it. Imagine that. I got away with that for a year and a half.
Don't sound right to me, Ma. Say that again. I don't like that.
To this day, there are some things I can't eat because I don't like the way they sound. I still cannot eat
yogurt.
I can't eat anything with a Y and a G in it. Squash. You want some squash? Sounds like somebody sat on dinner, you know? How about some wheat germ?
Germ?
Horseradish.
Ah!
Eggplant. Well, what is it, an egg or a plant? Tell it to make up its mind and come on back. Something I don't like the sound of, succotash.
What'd you call me? Hey, be cool, hey, be cool. It's lima beans and corn, man.
You know something else doesn't sound very right?
Head cheese.
Oh. I can't even look at the sign. I'll be down near the bologna. You look at it.
There are some things that sound too funny to eat. Some things are too humorous to swallow. Guacamole.
That sounds like something you yell when you're on fire.
Guacamole!
Well, sounds like something you can't remember the name of.
Where's that little guacamole I had?
Something else sounds too funny to eat.
Garbanzo beans.
I mean, that's the first four letters of the word garbage in there. Hey, did you take out the garbanzo beans? And, of course, the funniest food, kumquats.
I don't even bring them home anymore.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial. up here with Charlie Tenniff, and Zing goes the strings of Thelma Houston. And looking for Mr. Goodbar? Mm-hmm. Don't leave me this way. Not in a singles bar. Charlie Tuna, music from the movies, and don't leave me this way. When talking about the movies, the hottest name in Hollywood today doesn't belong to an actor or a director, but to Fred Yeager, a film critic for the Associated Press. Excerpts from Yeager's reviews are showing up in ads for so many films, everything from Ragtime to Rollover, that his bosses have asked producers to stop using AP material to sell pictures. Yeager says even though he tries to avoid quotable adjectives, the movie makers can find a quote no matter what I say. But one movie ad agency executive had his own explanation. Yeager enjoys much of what he sees. Sometimes we'll have a movie that nobody seems to like, the ad man says, but then someone will remember old Fred Yeager, and we know we have at least one good quote to use in the ad. Seaman's second-class Ronald Brakeman had a good military career ahead of him until he lost his weapon. Now he's up on charges. It's a high price to pay for a moment's negligence. But weapon loss could mean weapon theft, and that's serious business. Throughout the world, criminal acquisition and use of military weapons is a problem. The responsibility for seeing to it that military weapons stay in rightful hands is the duty of every service member. People talk. When you hear this, you'll understand why stars try to avoid the fans that put them in the limelight. Following a Commodores performance at Radio City Music Hall in New York, some fan tore a good luck charm bracelet off Lionel Richie's wrist as he was trying to get to his limousine. Richie had worn the bracelet nonstop for some 8 years. Former teen idol Fabian is currently working on a new weekly cable TV show that will feature music from the 50s. Fabian recently appeared at rock revival shows in Philadelphia, St. Paul, and Milwaukee. The Great Kin Band has about three-quarters finished their next album, which will be entitled Kintinued. It's not due out until spring, but Kin is already previewing four songs from that album in his live shows. American audiences will get their chance to see a new Canadian film called Melanie, which stars the Guess Who's former lead singer, Burton Cummings. It seems that Isaac Hayes has two new careers cooking. Not only did he have a role in Escape from New York, he's coming out with a new line of clothing that includes jeans, blouses, shirts, and accessories. No change, though. Even though he hasn't had an album out in 4 years, Steve Miller has decided not to tour the States to support his Circle of Love LP until this spring. Right now, he's been in Europe recently, talking up the album in a series of interviews and TV appearances, and he recently edited down Macho City to just 3 minutes and 12 seconds, so it could be released as a single. That song lasts 18 and a half minutes and takes up the whole second side of the album. Now, that's what you call editing.
People talk.
Tomorrow will be. We'll see.
Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for sharing another 60 minutes out of your day with me. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners in Sicily. And stay tuned.
American Forces Network, Europe.
1982 is the year of physical fitness in the Army. Shape up.